Welcome, everyone, to Census Pod, Census Cultural's first ever podcast program. For the launch of our first podcast program, we have with us Dr. Randy Hagerman, director of the UC Davis Mind Institute and head of the Institute's clinical trials program. Thank you, Dr. Hagerman, for joining us on this special occasion of the launch of Census Pod. Could you first please tell us about your work at UC Davis and the Mind Institute and your research goals and interests?
Let me tell you about my work at UC Davis and the Mind Institute. I run the clinical trials program at the Mind Institute, and I'm also the medical director of the Mind Institute, and I'm a distinguished professor of pediatrics, period. My research goals are to find better and better treatments for individuals with Fragile X syndrome, with premutation involvement, and with autism spectrum disorders. So Fragile X syndrome is the most common single gene cause of autism, and it's also the most common inherited cause of intellectual disabilities. The premutation form or the carrier form of Fragile X can cause a variety of problems, including early ovarian insufficiency or menopause before age 40. And also, it can cause significant problems with depression, anxiety, chronic fatigue, chronic pain, and even obsessive-compulsive behavior, in addition to insomnia. Most importantly, it can cause a neurodegenerative disorder beginning in the 60s in about 40% of males who are carriers and in about 20% of females who are carriers. So my research interests involve finding better and better treatments for both Fragile X syndrome, autism, and also premutation disorders.
Thank you, Dr. Hagerman. And I think you already know what my second question is going to be. What does the latest research in autism tell us?
Well, there are many, many areas of research in autism. The latest genetic findings show that approximately 40% of individuals with autism or autism spectrum disorders will have a genetic mutation, particularly if you include whole genome or whole exome sequencing. These are more sophisticated genetic tests that involve the whole genome. There are new results on treatment trials related to autism, including the medication called bumetanide, which is an old medication that is a diuretic, which affects the GABA system or the inhibitory system. And this can lead to benefits in behavior in individuals with autism. There is some data out there about CBD or cannabidiol, and also about oxytocin, and these are an additional two new treatments that are beneficial in individuals with autism. So the latest research in Fragile X syndrome also demonstrates that some medications can be quite helpful. There is anecdotal result on metformin and also on CBD as being helpful in those with Fragile X syndrome. We are looking at new targeted treatments also for Fragile X syndrome. And the results of some new studies will be out probably within this year, and that will hopefully guide better treatment for the general population of individuals with autism.
This takes me to the third question about the objectives of the International Conference on Stem Cell and Gene Therapy, scheduled for September 2020 to take place at the UC Davis Mind Institute, and which you know Census Cultural is also a founding sponsor of. Can you tell us more about it?
This is a very exciting conference that has the main objective of updating everybody who attends this conference about the advances in both animal and human research regarding stem cell and gene therapy for individuals with neurodevelopmental disorders. So these are disorders that impact the development of children, including autism spectrum disorders, including Fragile X syndrome, and many other single genes that can lead to autism, such as Angelman syndrome and Rett syndrome. These are gene mutations that all lead to autism spectrum disorders. So we will hear about the latest research, but we will also hear about new techniques, and hopefully this conference will stimulate young researchers to carry out further studies in stem cell therapy and gene therapy for neurodevelopmental disorders.
Thank you. And for my final question, could you tell us about your collaboration with Census Cultural in raising awareness about the science of autism and neurological disorders?
Census Cultural does many wonderful activities, including putting on conferences in different countries. And we had a wonderful trip to Iran 2 years ago that was sponsored by Census Cultural. And we talked to many professionals and also many families who had children with autism and or Fragile X syndrome. So we raised the awareness of these disorders, and we also talked about new treatments. And we are looking forward to doing this in other countries around the world. We also hope that Census Cultural will be successful in raising funds for research that will help collaborations between the Mind Institute and other international organizations, both in the Middle East and in Europe and in other parts of the world. I believe that Census Cultural has raised awareness about autism and other neurodevelopmental disorders through their website, through their educational programs, and through their sponsorship of trips to other parts of the world. So I thank them for the wonderful work that they have done. They are also the founding sponsors for this international conference on stem cell and gene therapy in neurodevelopmental disorders. And that is a very remarkable feat to bring all of these great researchers together from many parts of the world here to UC Davis to educate us and families and other professionals about stem cell and gene therapy for neurodevelopmental disorders. So I am very excited to work together with Census Cultural on many new endeavors. It was a pleasure in talking to you, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Hagerman, and we look forward to working with you.